Hello, everybody. This is Cheryl A. Nocera, owner and creator of Why Are So Many People Broken? Today's date is July 12, 2020. This podcast is going to be about being grateful, but also setting your attention. First, I'm going to start with being grateful. Being grateful means that every day you're grateful for something, whether it's your job, your friends, your family, your pets, the fact that you can breathe, you're not sick, nature, animals, whatever it may be, your boyfriend, your husband, your kids, whatever you're grateful for, make sure to always, when you have a calm moment, just be grateful for something. And even any time you run out the day when, you know, maybe you're brushing your teeth or, you know, you're washing your dishes and drifting off into space, again, make sure that you're saying thank you for something to the universe, okay? Or God or whatever you believe in, okay? Okay. Now, to set your intention, I'm going to give you an example of what this means. To set your intention means that you focus on something that you want really bad. So maybe it is to get to the next level in your job. Or maybe it's somewhere down the future you would like to be financially set. Or maybe it's just the fact that you would like to do something you've never done before. And maybe you just feel stuck and you want to find your way to be unstuck, whatever it may be. I set my intention, this was so funny, right before the COVID, and I think I've mentioned this before, and one of my friends can attest to this because they remember me saying it. I was so proud of myself because I have a second job, thank God, driving for Uber and Lyft, which are very good things to do for a job. And you meet a lot of nice people and great conversations. So when people tell you it's unsafe, it's not. I mean, there are cases with everything, but it really isn't. But anyway, getting back to that. So I was so proud of myself, and one day I made almost $50, and that wasn't even including tips. And I remember saying, wow, if I could keep this stretch up, I don't have to work all weekend. I could just work a couple hours a day, and then I'll be able to pay off $1,200 before June comes. Well, as you know, coronavirus hit, and I personally was not driving for Uber and Lyft. But we did get that extra money, as you know, from the government every time we got a paycheck. So in the beginning, I was petrified because once my job told me we were going to be on unemployment, I was like, oh, dear God, there goes that goal of mine. And believe me when I tell you, January 1st, I started that goal and I started putting money towards that goal. And I only had I had $1,200 more to go. That's what I had. But anyway, I kept saying to myself, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No matter what it takes, I'm going to pay this. So in April, when I found out that this virus was going to last longer, I was petrified. I said, oh no, not another thing. Now I'm not going to meet my goal. Well, as you know, like I said, we got the extra, whatever, right? Anyway, I paid it off. Now this is something I had wanted to do for a long time. You know, it's funny, my son has a girlfriend. She's very into financing, right? And she's like always checking her credit score to see whatever. And then that got me thinking, geez, maybe I should be checking my credit score, right? So I was like, wow, if I could get to this point, I would be so proud of myself, right? And I did. So what I'm saying is that it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it could be 6 months from now, it could be a year from now, it could be 8 years from, well actually no, it won't be 8 years. But I'm just saying, it'll be a few years off. And that's possible. But if you set your intention, and you can almost taste this intention, I can promise you, you will get there quicker than you think. And again, it could be paying something off. It could be broadening your horizons. Maybe you want to be an artist. Maybe you never got to paint before. Maybe you never got to do something. I don't know what your intention is. But I promise you, if you set your intention, and you think about it and you feel it and you taste it, you know? Like, I mean, it's so there, you could almost reach out and grab it type thing. It will come true. And again, it won't be today, it won't be tomorrow, but these are things you can work on. Also, I did a podcast many, many weeks ago about taking deep breaths. We just did a training last week of mindfulness. And it's basically about taking deep breaths. And you can do this. And you only have to do it like 3 times. You know, you take a deep breath, count for like the count of 3, and then breathe out. And then take a deep breath again for the count of 3, and then breathe out. That last breath, breathe out as much as you can and really calm your mind and really think about what you want. Because believe me when I tell you, I'm somebody that is coming off of a roller coaster and a half. I mean, not everybody who's been listening to my podcast knows what I've been through in the past, say, 6 or 7 years. But let me tell you, it was bad. It was really bad. And that's why when I say something, I know what I'm talking about. And believe me, I do not have a lot of money, so I'm poorer than probably everybody listening to this podcast. That's why I have to work 2 jobs. But again, it's okay. But I'm just saying, reach out. Grab that goal that you want. Grab that new beginning you want. Now is the time to do it. Before winter comes and we're like, want to go to sleep and drink our hot chocolates, yes? If you ever have any questions, you can always email me at lucky7158@aol.com. You can Facebook me at Cheryl A. Nocera, or you can also comment to this podcast. I hope you have an amazing day. Remember to set those intentions. And also, be grateful every day for something. Have an amazing day. Bye.